Holly, and you're listening to episode 72 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. All right, so I want to talk to y'all about something. When we are going through challenging times, regardless of what that looks like for you, it might be some big challenges in your life, it might be smaller challenges in your life, but anytime we face challenges, it seems like it's a lot easier to reach for food, reach for alcohol, reach for cigarettes, reach for the TV, reach for the phone and social media to scroll and sort of numb out a little bit. And I get that. That it seems like that makes it a lot easier, right? You kind of get that instant gratification of not feeling your feelings. And hey, that can be a gift. Sometimes feelings get so overwhelming that you kind of, that feels really, really good, right? To reach for something to make that challenging feeling feel less big, less present, less in your face, less right here, right now. But I'm going to offer you something. And my offering to you, my invitation to you, is that when we experience challenging times, when we experience emotions that are difficult, when we experience anxiety, fear, sadness, overwhelm, all of that, when we reach for alcohol, when we reach for processed food, when we reach for our phone and social media, when we reach for whatever it is that distracts us from the thing that we're trying to avoid, it does not make it easier in the long run. It might in the very short term make it a little bit more bearable. And I'm not saying that that is necessarily a bad thing, but for most distractions and for most of us, it's going to make it harder for us because we're just putting off feeling the feelings. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about somebody in her life who is going through a hard time. There was a their best childhood friend died, and this particular person is drinking a lot more than usual. And I was talking to my friend, and I was asking her about it, and she said, yeah, they want to cut down or quit drinking, but they're going to do it later because they're going through such a hard time right now because of this event that happened. And I was thinking about that, and I thought, I wonder if this person realizes that drinking is actually making the process of grieving harder and adding to the challenge of all of this instead of making it easier. Like, we think that these things make it easier because we feel good in the moment. But then if you add up everything and you look at the results you're getting from the things that you're doing, it just doesn't. And especially if it's something like drinking, it makes it harder on a lot of different levels, because the first thing is you're avoiding the feelings, right, that you need to feel as a human to get through hard times. And we are equipped for experiencing many different emotions, right? Happiness and joy and awe and wonder, and also pain and sadness and grief. And when we don't allow ourselves to experience that wide range of emotions, we're missing out, right? That is we get to experience all that, and that's part of our humanness. And when there's challenging things and we allow ourselves to feel sad, guess what? We actually feel better after we allow ourselves to do that and to process those challenging emotions. So not only does something like drinking kind of make it impossible to process our challenging emotions. But also, if we're drinking a lot, right, it's going to make us feel physically tired and fatigued and, you know, just blah. And also then you add the component of when you drink a lot more, then you usually don't eat as healthy, right? So then you're going to have the effects of not eating as healthy, right? And we crave salty, fatty foods when we are drunk or hungover, right? So we're gonna add that layer of challenge, right? And then we probably will also, and this is more so drinking specifically, add the layer of like probably putting things off, right? That would help us, maybe not being as productive or just blowing things off that we need to do in order to make time for the extra drinking or the extra, you know, sleeping in because you're hungover or whatever. So you can see that quickly, like something like drinking and even something like eating, like overeating or binging on certain foods, like it also kind of adds layers to that challenge. So we have the pain of whatever it is, and we can't avoid that. We humans can't avoid experiencing pain, right? But what we tend to do is we add suffering on top of that pain, and that makes it so much more challenging for us. Whereas if we just allowed ourselves to experience that pain, that raw emotion of pain, then we could tap into that, we could process it, and then we can sort of go on about our day. And that pain, and that's not to say that it'll never come back, right? Each time that pain comes, we open up to it, we allow it, we don't try to make it go away, we breathe through it, and then we move on to the next thing without adding additional layers of suffering on top. Because then once you add additional layers of suffering on top, it's like it's harder to move on. It's harder to get out of that, and other areas in our life suffer because of it. Maybe that's our relationships or our overall health or our you know, finances or our, you know, fill in the blank, whatever that is, then the fallout from that will be even more challenging. So my invitation to you is that when hard times come up, when pain comes up, let the pain be there without adding any layers of suffering on top of it, making it more challenging for you than it has to be. The pain is hard enough. The pain is challenging enough, right? But if we can open up to that, then we don't have to add anything else on top of it. So this, I'm having stuff come up in my life right now, and my sister, who has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, is not doing well. I'm in the process of selling my house, and there's a lot of unknowns around that. And, you know, there's some big, big life stuff happening for me, and there are moments that I feel really overwhelmed and scared, you know? And I've gotten through this without drinking, without smoking, without, binging on sugar and Netflix. And I think the reason I've been able to do this is because when it's hard, I just let it be hard. And I'm not perfect at it, for sure, but I'm good enough at it that I'm not reaching for stuff to try to make this feeling go away when it hits, making this overwhelm go away, making this, anxiety go away. That's what it is. Okay, I have anxiety today, right? Okay, I am scared today. Okay, I am having a lot of thoughts that are filled with worry today. Like, okay, there's a lot of unknowns today, and that is like, that feels overwhelming and heavy today. And I just kind of let it be there. And it's counterintuitive because we want to feel better. So when it's there, the temptation is to reach for the thing, whatever is going to make us feel better. But if we can just open up to it and allow it to be there, then I promise you, you're going to make it through. You're going to be stronger for it, and you will feel differently soon. And without the added layer of suffering, it's so much easier to kind of get through it almost quicker, right? Then we're not stuck in that spiral. We're not stuck in that loop. And I know that that's what happens to a lot of you out there. When you experience, like, I hear this a lot from our community, like you're going along and life is okay and you're good, right? You have a healthy routine. And then all of a sudden, a big life thing happens. Maybe it's one of your loved ones gets sick. Maybe one of your loved ones dies. Maybe it's a pet that dies. Maybe it's a massive career change. Maybe it's a breakup. And then the spiral happens, you know? And then it's like, okay, I stopped eating healthy. I stopped cooking for myself. I started drinking. I like put on a bunch of weight. I'm not moving my body anymore. Like my self-care has completely gone out the window. And then it's like from that point, it's a lot harder to get back into that routine of self-care and really a healthy lifestyle. And I really do see that a lot. And I think that, and I really do feel like the way to not go into those spirals is just to allow the thing to be hard, allow the pain to be there. It's not easy. I'm not saying that it's easy. And it feels weird and clunky and like this, I should feel like this. Why should I feel like this? This feels fucking awful. But stay with it. Stay with it. Just breathe through it. Allow it. Love yourself through it. Acknowledge yourself through it and know that it won't last forever. Know that and the situation might not change, but you're still going to feel different, right? Like today I'm having a really hard, time. I'm feeling really sad and really scared for my sister today. And I've done a lot of crying and been having a lot of feelings in my chest and my stomach. And so, okay, that's there, right? I'm going to let that be there. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to feel differently. And my sister's health condition isn't going to change overnight. She has stage 4 cancer. That's not going to change. But I'm going to feel slightly different tomorrow, right? Or maybe I won't. Maybe I'll feel the same as I do today, but something's going to shift. Maybe I'll feel a little bit different tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, the next day. I don't know when, but something will shift. And so opening up to that pain, I know that there's nothing that I have to try to get rid of. And so I'm not going to reach for alcohol. I'm not going to reach for my phone or my computer or, you know, a pint of ice cream, because there's nothing to make go away. I'm not trying to make it go away. I'm just going to be sad. I'm just going to be sad. And that's, I mean, really what a gift that I'm giving myself. And of course, like, I want to feel sad right now. I don't want to feel over the moon about my sister. I don't want to feel happy that my sister is in the ER right now, you know, and things aren't looking great for her. I want to be sad. And I'm going to allow myself to be sad. And by doing that, by opening up to it, I'm not going to look for something that's going to make that go away, because I'm not trying to make it go away. You see how that works? That's how buffering works. When you buffer with something, it's a distraction from feelings. That's what that is. So if you can be brave enough and strong enough to sit with the pain and just let it be there, you're going to naturally not go towards that stuff that will distract and make you feel better in the moment. And when you don't do that, you're going to feel better overall in your overall life, and your whole life will benefit from it. So that's what I wanted to share. And you know what, you guys, it's not easy. It is that, I mean, this isn't easy. It's not like, I don't know, I've practiced this for a long time, and it's really through my coaching that I've been able to develop this skill. And it is a skill. Feeling your feelings is a skill that we are not taught how to do. And it's crazy. We should be. It's such an important skill to have. And yet none of us know how to do this. None of us know. It's even, most of us don't even realize how important it is to just be okay with not being okay. Oh my gosh. Just being okay with not being okay can be the most radical form of self-care and such fierce self-love. To hold space for yourself when you're not okay and have that be okay, damn, that is a life-changing thing. And that'll help you out of the gutter. That will really, really help you from entering the gutter and reaching for things that are just going to make it harder for you and add those, you know, those layers of unnecessary suffering, right? Pain in this life is not optional, but suffering is. And that's up to you. So those are my words for you today. That's what I have. I hope that whatever it is you're going through and whatever pain you're experiencing in your life, you honor that and you respect that by allowing it to be there and just feeling it and just sitting with it and knowing that life isn't meant to be all roses and daisies and ripe peaches and, you know, days of sunshine and, you know, 80 degree weather at the beach. I mean, those days happen and they are amazing. But life is not meant to be like that all the time. It's not designed to be like that all the time. So honor yourself by honoring your feelings, all of them. You know, and this means joy too. When you're feeling joy, when you're feeling happy, allow yourself to feel that. Allow yourself to feel joyful and free and happy and smile big and laugh hard and really allow that too. It goes both ways. Like, I think a lot of us, it's like we don't want to feel the pain, but then also we don't allow ourselves to feel the joy either. Right? So when we practice allowing ourselves to feel the pain, then we can also practice allowing ourselves to feel the joy. And even when there's things going on that are challenging, right, we get to feel joy, we get to feel happy, we get to feel supported and loved, and we get to love. And so when something happens during my day, and it'll probably happen today, you know, my sister is not doing well, and I'll probably have a moment later of joy. And I'm going to be okay with that. I'm going to allow myself to have that. And then when I'm sad, I'm going to allow myself to have that. So honor yourself by honoring your feelings and opening up to all of them and loving and accepting all of them and being present with them. Be present with your feelings. Be present with yourself. And it'll start to shift how you handle things. And it'll expand your capacity to go through this world without reaching for distractions, without over drinking, without overeating, without over consuming. And it really will help the overall quality of your life. And what a beautiful thing to get through a challenging time without reaching for stuff that's ultimately going to make it harder. Such a beautiful gift. Okay, I hope that you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast,
Will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.